The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God. Help us hope in this world where'er we roam. Ancient words will guide us
home. I bless the day found you. I want to stay around you, serving in your house, Lord, doing your will. Don't want to be one of those who leave you, those who pretend around you, those who forsake you, those who forget. I bless the day I found you. I want to stay around you, serving in your house, Lord, doing your will. Lord, each time I meditate upon your kindness in calling me, I bless the day I found you. I want to do your will, and I want to love you forevermore. Oh. I bless the day you called me. I bless the day you chose me, the day you anointed me to preach your word. So teach me the art of hearing, teach me the art of following, that I may hear you and follow you. Each time I pray, Lord, each time I meditate upon your kindness in calling me, I bless the day I found you. I want to do your will, and I want to love you forevermore. I bless the day I found you. I want to stay around you, serving in your house, Lord, doing your will. I bless the day I found you. I want to stay around you, serving serving in your house, Lord, doing your will.
Hallelujah. You bless the day you found the Lord. Hallelujah. Serving in his house forevermore. Amen. Father, we want to thank you for the day we found us. If you have not found us when you found us, our lives would have been messed up. But we thank you that you found us at the right time. I pray that this evening, as we share your word will have its free course in our lives. Rule and reign in every heart, O God, and be glorified. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Sit on top of your enemies. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. We are blessed to be here for Tuesday evening, especially those of you who are broken through the traffic. It's wild, isn't it? It has to end soon. I hear by weekend they would have finished. It's good news, isn't it? It has to happen, I tell you. My son who is in school has left home. He's going to stay somewhere because he can't get to school on time. What a shock. Anyway, John chapter 7, verse 37. John chapter 7, verse number 37. If you don't mind, join me and let's all read together. Ready, go. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, He that believeth on me, as the scripture had said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said, of a truth, this is the prophet. Amen. John chapter 4, verse 14. John chapter 4, verse 14. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Can we all read together? Ready, go. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Right. So, in these two scriptures, Jesus is talking about something that is needed in life. What can satisfy us? Amen. In the first passage of John 7, it says, if any man is thirsty, let him come and drink. Amen. Now, in the second scripture, he said, anybody who drinks the water that I shall give him shall thirst no more. Hallelujah. But the water that he drinks shall rise up like water springing up into everlasting life. So you see, everybody has been thirsty before. Am I talking to anybody here? Now, when you are thirsty, you need water, isn't it? Right, or something liquid. All right, to quench the thirst, because thirst can kill you. Are you there? Who has been thirsty, very, very thirsty before? All right, all of us, thirsty. very, very thirsty, and all that, and so on. Now, in many places in the world, water is more expensive than Coca-Cola. Yeah. Water is more expensive than Coca-Cola. Even here, a bottle of water, it's only pure water that's cheaper, but a bottle of water is about one cedi, 150, and a bottle of Pepsi is one cedi. So even in Ghana, water is more expensive than Pepsi-Cola. It's amazing. You see, you think you are poor. You say, I can't buy Coke. You can buy water, so water is cheaper, more expensive. The bottled water, the same quantity. The same quantity. Years ago, it was almost impossible. In 1974-75, this woman preacher, what's her name? This evangelist, Cousin Kuhlman, she said that a day will come when water will be more expensive than soft drinks. They loved that here in America. So it's not possible because water was the cheapest and free. But the day has come and we're all alive. Even in Ghana. What a shock. Anyway, Jesus was speaking. He said, if anyone is thirsty, let him come. You know, when Jesus met this woman at the well, the woman had a need in her life. Are you there? And Jesus started talking to the woman. The woman had come to fetch water in the middle of the day when the sun was up. The time when nobody comes to fetch water. Because water, you come in those days, you would come and fetch water at dawn or in the evening when the sun is not up. Are you there? But you see, this woman had come because when she came, if she would come to fetch water in the day, at dawn, what would happen is her neighbors would ridicule her and would laugh because her story was a very bad story. Do you understand? People who knew her will make fun of her. So she will. If she comes in the evening also, all the same people and children will make fun and laugh at her and call her names because they knew her story. That she had married 5 times. And the 6th one, her parents said that we won't come for the wedding. We'll dash you to the man. Because they have come 5 times. You alone, you have engagement 5 times. The Bible said that she had married 5, not that she had boyfriends too. So who thinks that she's not a prostitute at all? She had, Jesus said, you had married 5 times. And the 6th one is not your husband. In other words, she had 5 weddings. Are you there? The sister was the beloved. So you see, some of you, when you said, oh, you said the woman was a prostitute. The Bible never said the woman was a prostitute. Never said she had 5 husbands. 5 husbands. As the parents were very rich by then because they've collected dowries and a lot of things. 5 times. I tell you. And you know, the woman must be very beautiful. That after this man leaves you, another man wants to marry you. And then this one, we were some who don't even have one. You have had 5. What do you think? I'm telling you, she must be a very pretty woman. I don't know how many years, how long each marriage lasted. But she did form. She was still on form. I mean, if you get 2 men to want to marry you, maybe you marry one, the first one dies, and take, it's a blessing. But she had 5. Yes. So she was a rare woman. I tell you. I don't know why some of you thought that she was a prostitute. Some of you had very bad minds. Yeah. Are you still there? But the 6th one that she was staying with, she was not the husband. Do you understand? And sometimes people are even jealous. When you get one beloved and you get another one, they're jealous of her. That's why the other women were going to laugh at her. They're jealous that she had 5 weddings. They have not even had one. What a shock. But anyway, when she met Jesus at the well, the Bible says that Jesus began to talk to her. And they engaged in beautiful conversation. But you see, because of who she was, Jesus really wanted Ivy to. Can you hear me? All, can you hear me well, all of you? Beautiful. Beautiful. Now, Jesus really wanted to engage the woman and reach out to the woman in the way that only he can reach out to her. Do you understand? First of all, the woman was a Samaritan, and Jesus was a Jew. And Jesus had the disciples working with him, 12 men, fishermen, a type of huge figures. Do you understand? Strong, not like Pastor Isaac. He's now sitting down. Strong men with body. You understand? They're eating banku and type of this type of food. So they were heavy men. And these were the guys who were working with Jesus. And Jesus knew that, look, for me to be able to reach out to this woman's need, you see, the woman had a need. You see, the woman, I won't tell you that men can never satisfy you. Are you what I'm saying? The woman had a need. And the woman, Jesus wanted to reach out to the need in the woman. The woman's, you see, there's a saying that, or it's said often that that's what we call felt need and real need. Somebody say felt need. And say real need. I'm teaching you a bit of sociology. You know, felt need is what you feel you need. Real need is what you really, really need. So often, your felt need will lead you to your real need. Do you understand? Because somebody may come to church here thinking that, oh, I need a beloved. But that's the felt need. The real need is you need Jesus. Do you understand? So maybe it is a girl that you followed that brought you here. Your felt need. And when it came, you gave a life to Jesus. That's the real need. Do you understand? You get what I'm saying? So the felt need and the real need. Many of us, we don't know what we really need. We have the felt need, but the real need is there. Are you with me? So the woman was coming to fetch water, and her immediate need was water. But that's the felt need. But what she needed was more than water. And Jesus knew there was going to have an appointment. And Jesus knew that, look, these 12 fishermen following me, if I allow them, they will beat up this woman from coming close, because they were too righteous. These disciples were too righteous, and they will never allow Jesus to engage with a woman who has had 5 men, husbands. No way. And you are going to chat with our master, and you are a Samaritan. No, there's no way you can. So Jesus said, guys, go and buy me bread. He said, you know, because my sin is that, why do you send 12 men to go and buy bread? I mean, can you imagine? 12, you are just going to drive them away so that he can reach out to the woman. Amen. He really wanted to reach out, and he said that he sent 12 of them. Go and buy your kagari. Go and buy. All of you. I mean, I wonder whether, I mean, does it make sense? That if I need water, I said, all of you, go and bring me water. It doesn't make sense. But Jesus had a reason. Can I have an amen? Amen. Some of them were going to become like ushers who were going to prevent Jesus from getting close, or the woman getting close to Jesus. So Jesus said, I'm driving you guys away. He sent them out to town. He said, I'm hungry. Go and buy bread and come. So they crossed the road, they went to Igbetown to go and buy bread. All the way, walking. Now when they went, then Jesus sat down by the well. And then the woman came. And the woman came, Jesus began to chat with her. The opportunity has come for me to minister. Can I have an amen? For me to reach out to this woman. Everybody has a need. Can I have an amen? All of us sitting here today, we have needs. And only Jesus can reach out to your real need. Amen. When you come to church, open your heart to Jesus. Because he says that, I'm going to give you water. When you drink, you will never be thirsty again. You will never be thirsty again. I tell you. Amen. He said, anybody who is thirsty should come. Let him come to me. Amen. Not to the church, to me. Belonging to a church will not meet your needs. Coming to Christ, that will meet your real need. And you join the family of God. Can I have an amen? So you see how Jesus reached out and began to talk to the woman. And they began to talk. They said, okay, what happened? I mean, who are you? They said, give me water. And the woman said that, hey, who are you to ask me for water? You're a Jew. I'm a Samaritan. And Jesus said, hey, do you go to church? The woman said, oh, yeah, you too, you go to church. You worship in the temple. We worship here. But the woman said, the time is going to come. One day, somebody called the Messiah, he will come. And when that Messiah comes, everything will be over. She did not know that she was talking to the Messiah. Hallelujah. She was talking to the solution. Amen. She was talking to the one who had the real answer. Amen. And so as they talked, and Jesus spoke to her and told her, I am the Messiah. I am the one you are waiting for. I mean, he didn't even say that directly, but in the conversation, and began to talk to her about all her needs and all her life. Then the woman left the water pot and ran out to town. This woman who is embarrassed to go to town. After she met Jesus, she was no more ashamed. She said, doesn't matter who what you say about me. I know the one I have met. Hallelujah. She ran to town and went to her friends and shouted. And everyone was looking at her. Hey, look at that woman. She said, doesn't care. I don't care what you think about me. I met somebody who has told me all about me. Could this man be the Messiah? Come and see. And they all followed. And they brought, he left the water pot. And they all came to the well. And they met Jesus. In the meantime, the disciples had come back. And the amazing thing is that when they brought the yoke, Jesus said, I'm not hungry again. So there was a trick in the sending. it cannot be. Jesus is a very smart Jesus. He said, I'm not hungry at all. But you guys, I know how righteous or self-righteous you are. If you are here, you not allow me to minister. But I sent you away. Now that you have gone, I have done the work. My meat is to do the will of my master. So I'm already full. Clap your hands for the Lord. Are you here? So the question we are trying to answer tonight, the question is, what will quench man's thirst? What can quench your thirst? And I'm going to give us 7 things that cannot. Amen. And then we'll be ending. It's a short service. Somebody say amen. It's a very short service. So now, he says, is anyone thirsty? Yes, we're all thirsty. Now, number one, men try to quench their thirst with money. Money is one thing that we use to quench our thirsts. Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 5. Proverbs 23:5. Bible says, will thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle toward heaven. You see, that is what happens. Riches, money, they have wings. They fly away. Have you ever seen a rich person who has become poor before? Hello? Does that happen? Someone who used to have a car and now he can't even afford trotro. Bible says that for riches certainly make themselves wings. I want to tell everybody sitting here that money can never satisfy you. You should have shouted amen. I'm telling you. My friend, how are you? I like the way you've cut your hair. What happened to you? Is that an anointing? Money can never satisfy you. I'm telling you. Bible said they have wings. And in fact, Bible said that even money, when it comes to you, the mouth, the those who eat also multiply. Yeah. When riches multiply, the mouth of those who eat it also multiply. You get a job and see how many people will kill behind your door. And no. You wonder where, how they know you have money. You wonder how they know. You see a queue behind your house. A friend of mine came from America. He told me that Bishop, when I was going, even my drug squad, they had removed it. People in his little village, he said, when he wakes up, there will be about 40 people sitting at the door. You have to buy house of cocoa for everybody. And because he fed them, when the day was come, he said, oh, I want your suitcase. I want your tax. Oh, remove. I want your shed. They removed everything that he had. Many of them, those who eat also multiply. Are you there? Look, that scripture is there. When goods increase, they are increased that eat them. Everything is the Bible. When goods increase, they are increased that eat them. Hey, put a more NLT or something so we can see. Frank, beautiful. The more money you have, the more people come to help you spend it. I think it's very clear, isn't it? Yes. When mom, see, sometimes good not to have money, I tell you. It's not easy. The more money you have, the more people come to help you spend it. Tell you. Outgoing, they will come. And they'll go and born, and they'll come for money to go and name their child.
I have experience.
I tell you. They go and born their child. And they come for money to go and name their child. And they do a big outdooring tool. They use your money to go and high sound system. What a shock. Sometimes it's good not to have money. The more money you have, the more people come to help you spend it. And know when you are spent, when your money is spent. You remember the story of the prodigal son? I said that when all was spent, all his friends ran away. He now started looking for a job. You see, when you are broke, you realize who your real friends are. Are you there? Yeah. Bible said the poor man, his neighbor is even far away from him. The poor man, his next door neighbor is far away. You cry out, they will not mind you. I'm telling you. It's in the Bible. Open where I find that scripture for them also. Yes. You see, as for the Bible, it's true. Even if you are young, you grow to realize that the Bible is true. Amen? The poor is hated even of his own neighbor, but the rich hath many friends. New Living Translation, put it there, let's see. I say, yeah, the poor are despised even by their own neighbors, while the rich have many friends, but the friends are not genuine. Do you know that? They're not genuine. So I'm saying to everybody here that you, all of us, we want to have money. Don't look at me as if what I'm saying is not true. Don't you want to have a lot of money? You want to have money, it's not a bad idea. Yeah, but don't put your heart on money. Can I have an amen? Don't care for money. Amen. It's because some people can care for money, I tell you. Don't waste your life because of money. Don't do all sorts of foolish things because of money. Because money is not everything. Somebody have shouted amen. Amen. Money is good, and if you have it, it's nice. But money is not everything. Sister, don't remove your clothes because of money. Can I continue preaching? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Brother, don't kill because of money. Amen. Some of you have become professional tricksters and deceivers. many people are doing all sorts of that thing, how do you call it, sakawa, all sorts of stupid things. The money that you chase, the money can destroy you. Keep looking at me. I'm preaching to you. I'm preaching to you. Money never satisfies. I'm telling you, read the Bible. Read the Bible and see. I said, read the Bible and see. What happened to the richest man in the world? Solomon. The richest man who ever lived. Look at his life. What a shock. He had all sorts of money. At the end of the day, he said, vanity is vanity. All is vanity. That is the conclusion of the richest man who ever lived. Vanity of all is vanity. So I want, look, I'm your pastor. And I pray that God blesses you. I pray that you have a good job. I pray that the work you do, you prosper from it. But I don't pray that money will take your mind and make you foolish. And make you silly and stupid. Some of you, when God prosper, you will never pay your tithes. Why should God prosper you? Why should God promote you? When tithes were, and now that you earn 200 cedis, you can't pay a tithe of 20 cedis. And I say, God, I'm living for 2 million. Your mouth like 2 million. How many of you are hearing what I'm saying today? Are you here with me today? Do you want God to prosper you? He will. But don't run after money. Don't run after money. Amen. Number two. How many of you are still in church? Yeah. Right. Another thing that can never quench your thirst. I'm just jumping and going to some things. All right. Seeking pleasure can never quench the thirst. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 3. Yeah. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles, when we walk in lasciviousness, lusts, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries. Verse 4. Wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. Now, the New Living Translation, so that we can understand it better. The English is easier. You have had enough in the past of the evil things. Tell your neighbor that enough. Pull the ear and tell him enough. Pull the ear. I said, pull the ear. Don't be afraid. Tell him or her, enough of the bad ways. Tell him enough of the bad things. Tell him or her. Rodney, tell her. Enough. Hallelujah. You have had enough. Some people are afraid to hold a year. Reverend Clarence, you're afraid, isn't it? You should be afraid. Is there anybody here that you can hold? Hallelujah. You have had enough. Amen. In the past of the evil things that God lets people enjoy. Their immorality. Tell me, say enough. When I mention, say enough. Immorality. Enough. Lust. Enough. Feasting and drunkenness. Enough. Wild parties. Enough. Amen. Terrible worship of idols. Enough. Amen. Bible says all of them, immorality enough. Lust enough. Drunkenness enough. Wild parties enough. Nobody else should go for a wild party. I hear there are beach parties. What they call them, wild parties. Where they go in the night. Big parties in the night. Push them and say, enough. Hallelujah. Verse 4 says, of course. It says, of course. Your former, look at it. Of course, Your former friends are surprised when you no longer plunge into the flood of wild and destructive things they do. So they slander you. They are surprised. Your former friends. Ask your neighbor, do you have former friends? Now, if the person says, that's not former friend, that means he's not born again. I'm asking again, do you have former friends? Hey, do you have any former friends? Do you have former friends? They are no more your friends. If you don't have former friends, then you are not born again. Yes. Everybody should have former friends if you are really born again. Can I have an amen? I said, if you don't have former friends, you are not born again. Because sometimes your former friends are your current friends. What a shock. They don't understand why you don't go to those wild parties anymore. Are you there? I'm saying that pleasures can never satisfy man. It can never quench. You'll still be thirsty. You say, let me show you the next one. The next one. Alcohol. Alcohol. Yeah, it's not a simple situation. Alcohol can never quench you. You're thirsty, you're drinking alcohol. Are you still there? I said, are you still here? You're quiet. Are you still here? Hey, Ford, are you hearing what I'm saying? Very good. And everybody, look at it. Kinsley, are you here? Very good. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 29 to 31. Proverbs 23, 29 to 31. New Living Translation. Okay, no, King James is nice. Then we come back to New Living Translation. Who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath contentions? Who had babbling? Who had wounds without cause? Who had redness of eyes? They that tarry long at the wine. They that go to seek mixed wine. Hey! They call it punch, isn't it? Look not thou upon the wine when it is red. When it giveth his color in the cup. When it moveth itself aright. That means when you pour the beer, then whoo, moving itself aright. Hey, next verse. At the last, it biteth like a serpent and stingeth like an adder. Hey, New Living Translation, and then we understand it. Are you seeing the word of God tonight? Who has anguish? Who has sorrow? Who is always fighting? Who is always complaining? Who has unnecessary bruises? Who has bloodshot eyes? What a shock. It is the one who spends long hours in the tavern trying out new drinks. Next one. Who are those that have been going to the taverns? You come to church and you go to the tavern. It says, are you there? Verse 30. It is the one who spends long hours in the taverns trying out the new drinks. Okay, 31. Don't gaze at the wine, seeing how red it is, how it sparkles in the cup, how smoothly it goes down. Say, smooth, you know. The beer, no, it goes down smooth. Club beer. Beer, the onion, any club. Cheers, man. What a shock. Are you sitting here? See, when it goes down smooth, don't trust it. Look at what happens. 32. For in the end, it bites like a poisonous snake. It stings like a viper. Have you seen the scriptures? If you are here and you have not drunk before, congratulations. Don't let anybody tell that you Fanta is a man's son. Man says the woman drink is Fanta. That's what they say. Hey! Hello? Look, I'm telling you. People's lives have been ruined by alcohol. So as I'm talking, some of you here, you have gin in your room. You have whiskey in your bedroom. When you are sad, we chakakra, we chakakra. We are sure how far. What you have seen with your eye before? That's the pastor talking. A chakakra, small one. For comfort and for encouragement. It will bite you like a serpent, you will see. I tell you. And so, even communion work, this is my own communion. Have your own communion in your own bedroom. I'm preaching, I tell you. The same phrase. You have heard it before. What a shock. It bites like a serpent. It stings like a viper. When the viper stings you, you are dead. You are dead. They are hard for appetite. It tastes more before you eat your banku. So you can have appetite. May you be delivered in the name of Jesus. Alcohol will never satisfy you. When you start, it eats you up. Slowly, you don't know how you acquired, you become addicted. I'm talking about addiction at another forum. Addiction, when you get addicted to it, I'm telling you, see how difficult it is to break away. When you have addiction. You see drunkards. In the morning, until they drink, they are not normal. Their hands are shaking. Their bodies are, because they have become addicted to it. Yes. You will sit around and say, oh, just small. You are acquiring the taste and you're becoming addicted to it. You like to break, you will not be able to break away. You go for deliverance and all sorts of things. Now that you are just started, stop now. So if you start no longer, say just last year, from today, stop now. Yes, you look at me, I see you don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. I know what I'm saying. I'm a man of God. I know what I'm saying. You are sitting in this room, you drink small. I say, stop. Enough. Push your name and say, enough. Hallelujah. Yeah. It bites like a poisonous snake. Amen. I said amen. Look at another scripture about drinking. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 11. What's the time? Okay. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 11. Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink, that continue until night, till wine inflame them. My version, NLT. What sorrow for those who get up early in the morning looking for a drink of alcohol and spend long evenings drinking wine to make themselves flaming drunk. Some people, they just have to just sit with people and you drink your one bottle of beer and then Guinness and you're just having fun. Bible has talked about you here. You sit in the evening, drinking, long time. Just you and your seven of you, you bring it like that. Bible says, woe unto you. Yeah, Bible has talked about you. Amen. Number four or five or whatever. Another thing that will never satisfy you is sex. Who mentioned his name? Mention your own name. What do you mean by mention somebody's name? Hello? You can never quench your thirst. Men try to quench their thirst with sex. But sex can't satisfy. Proverbs chapter 7, verse 25. Let not thine heart decline to her ways. That's the strange woman. Go not astray. Is it raining? Oh, fine. Go not astray in her paths. Verse 26. For she had cast down many wounded. Yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. Go to verse 20, verse 21, and then we will see. All right? 21. From the 21, quickly. Have you gotten it? Okay. So the whole story, the whole Proverbs 27 is talking about the strange woman. But, you know, just to take some part, the New Living Translation, so we can understand the English. All right. It said, so she seduced him with a pretty speech and enticed him with her flattery. What a shock. Flattery. I've not seen a man like this before. And then her hands are around your zip, your flap. I just want to feel what is there. Where is he? You're worried about you, about your children. Don't worry, they're in church. Cry. They're listening. God is delivering them from foolishness. Say amen. Yeah. With her. Okay, now go on. He followed her at once like an ox going to the slaughter. He was like a stag caught in a trap, awaiting the arrow that would pierce its heart. He was like a bird flying into a snare, little knowing it would cost him his life. So listen to me, my sons, and pay attention to my words. Are you listening, my sons? Are you listening to me? Are you listening, my sons? My sons, are you listening to me? Listen to me, my sons. Pay attention to my words. Don't let her heart, don't let your heart stray away toward her. Don't wander down her wayward path. For she has been the ruin of many. Many men have been her victims. Her house is the road to the grave. Her bedroom is the den of death. That means HIV injection. Are you shocked about this? Are you surprised that this is in the Bible? Isn't it amazing that everything is in the Bible? Are you not surprised? Have you seen this before? Yes. Have you seen it before? Yes. It's in the Bible. Everything is in the Bible, isn't it? Don't you think that if you know the Bible, be very wise? Very, very wise. Her house is the road to the grave. As you enter the bedroom, you are going to your grave. They just their bedrooms actually also cemetery. They're written it there, but you haven't seen it. What a shock! Her bedroom is the den. Are you seeing it? Are you seeing it clearly? So will you follow her again? You follow her again?
Huh? I won't follow her again.
You follow her again? Clap for my brother. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. How many of you are still in church? I feel I'm preaching to everybody here today. Tell your neighbor, you will not die before your time. And so tell that brother whose sin is always worrying him. Tell him that from today, you are free from death in the name of Jesus. You're always laughing. I don't know why. Hello? Are we there? I said, are we there? Is God helping us? Put your hand on your neighbor's shoulder. Pray for your neighbor. Everybody pray for your neighbor. Say, God, deliver my brother. Deliver my brother. Deliver my brother. Pray for deliver my sister. Pray. Pray for deliverance. pray for deliverance in the name of Jesus. In the name, Lord, help us. Deliver us, Lord. Deliver us, Lord. Deliver us, Lord. Deliver us, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I said amen.
Amen.
How many of you are still in church? And it's a long passage. Let me just go to verse 10 of the same passage and see how, on the New Living Translation. He said, and behold, there met him a woman. The woman approached him, seductively dressed. So you see, women, don't dress seductively. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
The woman approached him, seductively dressed and sly of heart. Hey, a dress that shows your nipple. It goes down all the way, all the way. I'm preaching. All the men who are not saying amen, you are the guilty ones. You know seductive dressing? When the woman will wear half yard skirt, and the skirt is so short, and she move like that, and she move like that, and she move like that. And then the brother is also going. Yeah. Say, Charlie. Get in fire. In fire. You are saying they get in fire. You don't know what you are following. Are you there? Brother, sit down, sit down, sit down. The sisters are listening, you are standing. She was brash, rebellious type, never content to stay at home. And ladies who don't like to stay at home, be careful of them. They are in the Bible. Verse 13. She threw her arms. Look at it too. You see how she did it? Hey, my friends. Look at how it happened. Look at what happened. Have you seen it? Look at it. She threw her hands around him and kissed him. What? Kissed their mouth and went down and kissed other things. And with a brazen look, she said, look at what she said. This is what she said. I have just made peace of friends and fulfilled my vows. Go on. You are the one I was looking for. Brothers, I said, sit down. And here you are. You know, look right. Here you are. You know, we see your widow. My bed is spread with beautiful blankets, with a colored sheet of Egyptian linen. No, your bed sheet is from Katamanto. I've perfumed my bed with myrrh and aloes qua, and cinnamon. What a shock! Come, let's drink our fill of love until morning. Let's enjoy each other's caresses. So let's caress each other until morning. Hey, killing me softly. My husband is not at home. He has gone away on a long trip. He has taken a wallet full of money with him, and he won't return until later this month. So she seduced him with a pretty speech and enticed him. So all I'm saying to everybody here, hey, where is this from? Wow. Okay, close it. I think we should end now. What do you think? All right. Turn on there. These lights. Yeah. These lights, so that they will come to you. Yeah. So they come to where the lights are. Yeah. Very good. All right. Let me just finish. So, how many things that we try to quench our lives with that are not the real things? Number one is what? Money. Number two? Pardon? Number three? Number four? Amen. I think we've had enough for the day. Amen. I said amen. Another thing that we try to quench our lives with is homosexuality. Some people are tired of having sex. Women are tired of having sex with men. So now women have sex with women, men have sex with men. And homosexuality is having sex often through the anus. I'm telling you, it is another way that man is trying to, and it's in the Bible. Hello? Look at it here, right there. Isaiah chapter 3, verse 9. It said, the shoe of their countenance doth witness against them, and they declare their sin as Sodom. They hide it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves. Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 49. Behold, this was the iniquity of their sister Sodom. Pride, fullness of bread, abundance of idleness was in her and her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the needy. Now, when you read Romans chapter 1, it talks about how men were not satisfied with what God has given them. And then men began to now do things that is not natural. You see, it's not good for a man to chase a girl that you are not married to. You want to sleep with a girl. But it's even worse when a man wants to sleep with another man. I mean, between the two, I'll choose the first one. Although both are bad, but if I see a man who said, "Oh, Bishop, my problem is that I feel like sleeping with this girl," I'll pull your ears. So I say, "Don't do that." When I see a man say, "I feel like sleeping with this man," I'll give you a knock and then I'll pull your tooth out. Are you there? Look at it. Wherefore God gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Read on. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped the saved creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Now, so go on. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affection. For even their women did change the natural use of that which is against nature. Yes? And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, bend in their lusts one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meat. Are you there? Now, the NLT, the 26 and 27, you say 26, 27, that is why God abandoned them to their own shameful desires. Even the women turned against natural way to have sex, and instead indulged in sex with each other. Women are indulging sex with each other. And then this one says, the next verse, and the men, instead of having normal sexual relations with women, burned with their lust for each other. Men did shameful things with other men. And as a result of their sin, they suffered within themselves the penalty they deserve. So I'm saying to everybody here, listen, those things, I went to Germany. I saw A friend of mine was taking me on a tour some years ago, several years ago. Went to a place where there are a lot of prostitutes hanging or in a glass cage, just like you go and you see, like even cake. You see, you go to Osu, you see cake in a glass. This was not cake, naked women standing there like that. If you get you watch by, isn't it? I tell you. I mean, they're standing there. I know what's going on. So that's how it is. And then they showed me and took me to a place where there were animals. And he said that these animals have been trained to have sex. If you are tired of sleeping with men or women, you can take an animal and sleep with an animal. A dog. Human being. And they call them first world. Germany, Europe, they're the first world. Human beings are having sex with animals. It's a serious thing. May God deliver us in the name of Jesus. You see, that is why I'm saying, all I'm saying to you this evening is that none of this thing will ever satisfy us. Education, going to school, doing these things will never satisfy us. Amen. The only thing that can satisfy us is Jesus Christ. Clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Are you still in church? I said, are you still in church? Yes, I'm telling everybody here. Jesus said, John chapter 6, verse 35. We are closing. John 6, 35. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh unto me shall never be hunger. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Today is the end of your hunger and thirst. Today is your end of the search for other things that will satisfy you. May Christ satisfy you. May Christ fill your heart. May you be content finding Christ. May you find the answers in Christ. May Christ deliver you from everything that seemed to be drawing you away because of your thirst, because of your hunger. May Christ be the answer to every need in your life. Stand to your feet, everybody. Thank you, Father. Lift your two hands up high to the Lord and thank the Lord right now. Thank Him. Thank Him. Father, we thank You. We bless You. We honor You. Everybody, lift your hands to the Lord. Just lift your hands. Thank You, Jesus. We surrender our life to You. Just sing your song to God. I surrender all. I surrender. Let's all sing it together. All to Jesus I surrender. To Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence daily. Everybody lift your hands and sing it again. All to Jesus. All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence daily. Oh, I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender. All to be my blessed Savior. I surrender all.
thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender.
Now listen, I want everyone to look at me. I want us to take 3 minutes and pray. Everybody knows your area of weakness. Pray and say, Lord, deliver me from anything that would draw me away from you, because you are the only one that really satisfies. If your problem is men, women, drinking, you are drawn to alcohol, you are drawn to all sorts of things, alcohol, all these things, money, all, say, Lord, I pray, deliver me from these things so that my whole life will always belong to you. Just pray. Everybody pray now. Everybody pray.
Lord, deliver us, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus. Oh, we ask for your help tonight. Intervene, O God. Help us, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Help us, O God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Come and help us, O God. Come and help us, O God.
We beg you.
We count to you tonight. We count to you tonight. Help us. Help us. Help us. Help us.
Intervene, O God.
Yes, we call on you. We call on you tonight. Help us, Lord. Come to our aid. Intervene tonight. Come to our aid. Come and rescue us, O Lord. Help us tonight. We call on you tonight, O God. Help us. Give us grace to overcome. In the name of Jesus, come and help us, O God. Strengthen us. Rescue us in the name of Jesus. We call on you tonight. Come to our aid, O God. Intervene. Help in the name of Jesus. We call on you. Come to our aid, O Lord.
Lift your hands with me again, everybody. Lift your two hands up with me again.
My Jesus, I love you. I know thou art mine. Oh, for thee all the pleasures of sin I resign. My gracious
word. May we indeed be doers of your word. May we be blessed in our deed in Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hand for the Lord and be seated. Sit down. Hallelujah. Are we blessed you came?